Country Championship Final had Coffs Harbor buzzing.
Freestanding for the Northern Rivers in Friday, and Freestanding will win it.
Everything racing, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. or digital. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
The Trots Talk podcast is available every Wednesday on the Sky Sports Radio website.
It's 10:30, and now at this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind, Fred Hastings, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, you well?
Very well. Much better than I was 7 days ago. Can you notice the difference?
Just a little bit, Simon. I think the little rest you had has done you wonders, mate. You're sounding like you're firing on all eight cylinders.
Yeah, the grated ginger. That was the trick.
Yeah, it was the best tip of the day.
It was.
Good on you.
Now, Freddie, what was the week that's been? We had some big group racing on Friday night, both in Victoria and in New Zealand.
Yeah, look, there's been some great racing. I'll just start on the domestic scene. Firstly, Armidale Cup was taken out by that fantastic pacer trained by Michael Formosa. Michael landed a double. Ultimate Art won the Armidale Cup, and Lola Wiedemann, who we mentioned was trucking down a whole heap of runners, ended up with three wins on the program. Brad Hewitt had three wins at Canberra Monday night. Tuesday at Menangle, Rob Morris drove three winners. Darren McCall trained and drove a double. Jared Altron trained and drove a double, and Russ Commons trained a double. So it was a day of multiple victories. And speaking of multiple victories, Tuesday night at Newcastle, Luke McCarthy had a stellar night, winning five races. And if you thought that was good, well, Amanda Turnbull said, anything you can do, I can do better. And at Dubbo, given there was only six races run on the card due to the last few being called off due to some lighting issues, Amanda drove five of the six winners. Quite incredible. And three of those she trained. Steve, her dad, trained the other two. So big night at Dubbo for Amanda. On Thursday, the PFD Cup was run at Penrith. Now, this is a traditional lead-up race to the time-honoured Renshaw Cup, their feature race on the Penrith calendar, the Renshaw Cup. That's at Group 2 level, worth $50,000. That's run this coming Thursday, but the PFD Cup is always the traditional lead-up, and it was won by Tiger Tara, giving Kevin Pizzuto a double. On the same program, Vince and Michael Langdon, they also picked up doubles, Michael training and Vin doing the driving. And Todd McCarthy landed three winners to keep the roll on that Todd's enjoying at the moment. Three winners at Penrith. Friday, I went up to Bathurst and covered the card there, and it was a real night of multiples. Amanda Turnbull followed up her five wins at Dubbo with three at Bathurst, whilst Ashley Grives and John O'Shea landed doubles. At Wagga, Mitchell Reese got a double on Friday afternoon. Then last night at Newcastle, Clayton Harmy landed two winners. Kerry Ann Turner trained two. That's to go with the one she trained at Menangle last night. So it was a big night for Kerry Ann. And she also drove four winners up there at Newcastle. Whilst at Menangle yesterday, last night we saw Kevin Pizzuto land two winners, Todd McCarthy two winners, and Ashley Grives, I mentioned, drove a double on Friday night, Simon. She also won the last with Ko-Fi Monarch in the last race, the Trot. So it was a good weekend for Ashley Grives as well. You touched on the interstate situation. We saw the Vic Oaks. Miss Graceland was outstanding. Angel in White, which is part owned by Anthony Merton, ran a terrific fifth in the race. I thought her run was outstanding, really. She was running third with about 80 metres to go, and they just got over the top of her, including She's a Sharpie for Brad Hewitt, grabbing third in that race. So well done to Brad and Angel in White running fifth at 100-1. And, of course, you mentioned New Zealand. The battle continues, Simon. We saw Vincent and Ultimate Machete, these two top-notch three-year-olds. They fought out the New South Wales Derby. They fought out the New Zealand Derby, and they shattered the record that was set by Lazarus in that race last year by a couple of seconds. Lazarus also won on the card. So it's been a terrific couple of days for harness racing, with the superstars rearing their heads. Last night, of course, the Pink Bonnet was the feature race on the program, Simon, for two-year-old fillies. The winner literally is presented with a bonnet, a pink bonnet to wear at the presentation. And this year it was the Gold Tiara winner, My Sweet Chili Filly, donning the pink bonnet.
The second quarter was 29-5. They've gone 29-1 for the third quarter. My Sweet Chili Filly straightens up a length on Manhands. Alaska Ponies run its race. Manhands comes away from the inside to give chase to this favourite. It's still My Sweet Chili Filly in front. Manhands is trying ever so hard on the outside with 100 left to go, but she digs deep. It's My Sweet Chili Filly, 50 to go. Now she forges away from Manhands, leg down the outside. Was She Sporty for third, but My Sweet Chili Filly beats a gallant Manhands. Third home was She Sporty.
Yeah, My Sweet Chili Filly, they're starting at $1.10, so it's the filly that wears the bonnet, I'm guessing there, Fred.
Yeah, it's a race set aside for the fillies. Sime last week we had the Rod Fitzpatrick, which is the Group 3 two-year-old race run for the boys, but the pink bonnet goes the way of the fillies, and it was My Sweet Chili Filly. It's a race that's been won by some very good fillies over the years. We saw Eliza Dushku win it last year, but Marco Marley's a winner of the race. I'm Spicy Lombo. Lombo Lafifi won it going back to early 2000s. And as I said, Penny the Pussycat, Express Posted, the list goes on. But the race was somewhat marred, Simon. Lady Chatto, who was the second favourite in the race, led early, and then My Sweet Chili Filly took over. And Lady Chatto just wanted to over race and pull and reef a bit, and she ended up choking down. She veered to the inside of the track where there's obviously no running rail, thankfully, because as Luke McCarthy, Lady Chatto's driver, said, it would have been a very dire situation the way she just choked down and veered inwards. She ended up hitting the turf. She was okay. She had a little abrasion around her mouth where she fell, and she was up on her feet and quite okay. She has been stood down for one trial and a vet certificate, and Luke McCarthy was okay. And as I said, Luke was very complimentary of the fact that we now race Sons running rail, and as a result, the horse was able to get off the track and out of harm's way. So that was the race won by My Sweet Chili Filly, but the race that followed was quite an interesting affair. Tiger Tara, I mentioned the PFD Cup. Tiger Tara won that at Penrith on Thursday by a mere 37 metres, Simon, and backed up 48 hours later in the fast class race last night.
It's Tiger Tara leading Better Bet Black by one. In third spot on the inside is Expressionist. Facing the breeze and under a drive now is Godsend. And then came on the inside, Living It, Loving It. Out of its gear there was Mind the Wire, Lochinvar. Outrageous L spears through the middle looking to make ground as they come to the home bend now. Inside the quarter marker, 28 the split. And Tiger Tara about to be wound up by Toddy McCarthy says go. And it races two or three in front of Better Bet Black. On the outside, trying hard was Expressionist. Lochinvar makes ground. And down the outside is Outrageous L, but Tiger Tara, 150 left to go, is still four in front. They're lining up for second, third, fourth and fifth, but it's all Tiger Tara, and Tiger Tara will beat Outrageous L, who ran out of its skin in second spot, third lock and vote.
So Tiger Tara there with the second win in 48 hours, taking out the fast class last night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle Fred, and Todd McCarthy has been good enough to join us. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
Todd, congratulations. It's been a big 48 hours. You drove three winners at Penrith on Thursday. You backed it up with a double last night, and Tiger Tara was outstanding. Obviously a class animal, ran second in a New Zealand Trotting Cup behind Lazarus, but really has switched on. Kevin Pizzuto has it flying at the moment.
Yeah, for sure, Freddie. He's a pretty special horse, I think. I think he's really suited being under the care of Kevin, the way Kevin trains him and teaches him to race. I think it's really suiting that style of horse.
Quite incredible. He's such an adaptable type. Ran, you know, 2,500 mile and a half, a bit over that on Thursday, and demolished a good field, and has come out and run 150.7. Did he have much more left in him? He ran 149.8 2 weeks ago. Did he have much more left, Todd?
He, after his run sort of Thursday night, the last 100 on Thursday night, I was pretty sort of steady with him. I was actually easing him down a little bit. I wanted to leave a bit of fuel in the tank for Saturday night. And the way that he got to the line last night, it gave me goosebumps after it. You know, he was still just jogging. And I think if I really opened him right up, he could have broke 50 again. Like, he's such a big powerhouse, and he seems to just be thriving on it at the moment.
Big and strong. He was, I guess, brought over with the aim being the Miracle Mile, but Kev just ran out of time to get him ready. In fact, I think he was set to trial, and the trials were called off, and it just put Kev on the back foot. But what he's done with the horse since, Todd, has been quite incredible.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be right up there in all those sort of group races coming up, and the main target now is going to be the Inner Dominion in Perth, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I guess for Kevin, he campaigned there last year with Freiburg, so he knows what it's like to, you know, ship a horse across the Nullarbor, and and with all due respect to Freiburg, who's one of my favourite sit and sprint horses, I think Tiger Tara's got a few metres on Freiburg, so it augurs well for Kev and his trip. He's a very underrated trainer, Kevin, Todd. I mean, when you look at, he's been in the top 10 trainers for the last 4 years. He's sitting equal third at the moment. He's having a terrific season, and he seems to get these horses, particularly the ones he acquires from New Zealand, to fire very early in their campaigns and maintain their form.
Yeah, definitely. He's always done a great job with him, Kevin, and ever since I've been driving for him for probably nearly 4 years now, and he rigs them up great. He gets them steering right, and he's always got them ready on race day, and they're usually very, very fit, and they're ready to run.
And as far as this horse's campaign now, Tiger Tara, obviously it would be aimed at the Group 2 Renshaw Cup, but do you think Kevin would be looking at Queensland with interest, some of the rich races up there in the winter?
I think so. Queensland's on the cards. He sort of hasn't said definitely yet, but I think the horse, as long as he's going right at the time and he's fit and healthy and happy, and I think he should be up in Queensland, yeah.
You drove another winner for Kevin. In fact, it was the first race with Jodan, who was able to bounce back. It was a tooth and nail battle, and you were able to hold off Ash Grives, who had the sit on you, and looked as though at the 100 metres she might have been able to run you down, but Jodan really kicked on.
Yeah, he sort of... when I found the front, I wasn't sure if I'd find the front, and I got a nice card up to the chair and then worked my way to the top. And he's sort of, his last starts at Menangle haven't been probably as, you know, impressive as they would read on paper, but his style of racing is where he just likes to get up and roll along. So last night when I got the top on him, I was sort of happy enough just to let him roll along a little bit. But Ashley's horse come at me really quick, but when he seen it coming, he just had to do that little bit more digging. He found a little bit more, and we were lucky enough just to get there.
He's got a good team around him, Kevin. That horse has been a good little money spinner as well. What about yourself? You're sitting top five at the moment in the driver's list. You're breathing down big brother Luke's neck at the moment. I think you're one win behind him. But you had a punctuated start to the season. You were away, I think, overseas. You went to the Little Brown Jug. Is that right, at the start of the season?
Yeah, that's right, Freddie. It was good. I got to get away for about a month in America and go and see a little bit of the world. And we had a really good trip. And then when I come back, I think I was only nearly back for a week, and I was in a little bit of a nasty fall there, and I broke my collarbone, and I had to get that plated back up. And but it's come back good now, so I'm happy to be back racing. I'm really enjoying it.
I've seen the scar, and it didn't look pretty. I guess it's a matching one because you had previously done your other collarbone. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd done the other side before in a similar sort of horse-related incident at home. But so I sort of knew what I was in for in the recovery process. But I think it was about from the operation to when I got back racing. I had to get back to the Young Drivers Championship in Perth. It was about a 5 week turnaround, so I was lucky enough just to make Perth.
Yeah, so you know, pretty, you know, when you look at it, you were last season's leading driver with 188. You're sitting on 50, I think it's 56 at the moment. And when you take into account, you probably missed 9 weeks, 10 weeks of the season. It's a pretty fair effort to be not all that far from the lead drivers.
Yeah, thanks, Freddie. The season's kicked off pretty good since I've sort of come back, so I've been very lucky, and I've got a good team of trainers behind me and a really good team of stock at the moment too, so hopefully we can just keep going.
I touched on Luke's good week in our Week That Was segment, and of course Dad John, he's sitting on the cusp of a very good milestone, a personal milestone of 2,000 training winners. Now, there's no pressure on you Tuesday, but you are driving a very good horse of Dad's called Lord Zinzan. Now, I've sort of given him that race, so that's 1999. You've only got to win one of the other races for Dad. I think he's got six horses in on Tuesday, so no pressure, Todd.
Yeah, no, we weren't really aware of that until you sort of noted on it there on Thursday night, and I was talking to Dad about it the other day, and so I said that was quite a good achievement, that, so hopefully we can knock that over in the next week or two.
Well, look, if it doesn't happen Tuesday, it'll happen Thursday, or it'll happen Saturday, but it will happen. So well done to Father John. All right, Todd, good to catch up with you, mate. You got a rare day off today too, I notice. You're not driving at Goulburn?
Nah, I had the day off today, so we'll catch up on a bit of stuff and enjoy the day, I think.
Awesome. It's a good day to do it. Good on you, Todd. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Freddie. Cheers.
There he is, Simon. Todd McCarthy. He is one of the very much gun drivers in New South Wales. We're blessed with so much talent, and I say this quite often, you know, when you, you rattle off some of the names of the talented drivers we got, and Todd is right up there. He's the reigning New South Wales leading driver for the state. He's got a bit of ground to make up on Amanda. I think he spots Amanda about 17 or 18 wins at the moment, and there is a bit of a clump of drivers up the top there, including Chris Geary and Robbie Morris. But Todd, you know, with 4 months of the season, you'd like to think he's going to get some nice drives, and he'll be breathing down their hammer come the end of the season.
Now, looking ahead to this afternoon, there's a meeting at Goulburn, which gets underway at just before 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Goulburn's on, and Tamworth have a twilighter. We've got nothing tomorrow in New South Wales, but Tuesday, Menangle have a big 10 race, can't they? They've got some APG heats and a very good program and young race in the evening. Bathurst on Wednesday. I mentioned Penrith have got the Group 2 Renshaw Cup, and they've also programmed a stand-start trotter. So any trotters that, or trainers of trotters that are looking to race, given that there's Good Friday and there's no Metro meeting on Saturday, you might want to run at Penrith on Thursday. I mentioned Good Friday, obviously, and then Saturday there's a non-tabber at West Wyalong, Dubbo are racing, and I'll be making the trip up the F1, or the M1 as they call it now, to Maitland to cover the program up there on Saturday night, Simon.
And just on the New Zealand Oaks is still a while away, isn't it? Let's have a look at the 19th of May. But party on will no doubt be lining up there for Mark Purden.
Well, look, the All Stars had a field day, you know, night meeting at Addington the other night. They won with all their superstars. It's just incredible the talent and the depth they've got. They've got one in on Tuesday, a 2-year-old that's supposed to be pretty smart as well in the APG heat. So, look, yeah, party on. You'd think the way she won, the way she raced here in Sydney, and the way the team has kicked on since racing in Sydney and going back home. We, you know, as I said, Vincent and Ultimate Machete were great the other night. Lazarus, All Stars. The caravan rolls on.
Good stuff, Freddie. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Enjoy the week ahead.
Shall do. Thanks, Simon. All the best.
It's 14 to 11. In just a moment, Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales will join me, and we'll take a look at some great racing from Wentworth Park last night.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Good Friday. Sky Sports Radio takes you racing all around the world. From Perth, there's racing from Ascot for the first time, plus a cavalcade of international thoroughbred and harness racing. Good Friday Racing is on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. or digital.
The Vobis Gold Yielding Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
The stars shine daily in Greyhound Racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Yes, we're just 6 days away from the golden Easter egg. Now, Stuart Turner, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, not bad, Stewie. What did you make of the semis last night? The results were all pretty predictable. No real upsets?
Yeah, that's right. We had the four semis of the golden Easter egg last night, and we were expecting a great night's racing, and that's what we got, of course. Kicking off in semi-final one with a terrific run by Uphill Jill, the Victorian. She flew out of the boxes, maybe tired a little bit towards the end, but still ran 29.63. A fantastic performance from her, and G. Simon, she looked a big chance from box two in the final.
Yeah, Uphill Jill now into favourite for the golden Easter egg. Let's have a listen to her win last night.
Racing. Uphill Jill got away brilliantly. She's got great burn. She'll lead with ease through the first turn. Nangar Bear going to second, followed by Slamming Thunder, Star Torado the inside, Barking Bad, then Flying Aim and Pedro Serrano. She's grand at the rear. Uphill Jill, a long leader on the top corner. Slamming Thunder going to second, ahead of Nangar Bear, followed up by Star Torado around the corner. Uphill Jill in the lead. Slamming Thunder's coming with a big run. Uphill Jill gripping on. She wins. Three quarters Slamming Thunder, what a massive run. 30 Nangar Bear, followed by Star Torada.
So Uphill Jill showing that great box speed there, getting out of box five last night. She's come up with box two for the final, Stu.
Yeah, that looks absolutely perfect for her, Simon. She's got an absolutely brilliant record at Wentworth Park. Seems to love heading north up here to that track. Should be a big chance from box two. A word on Slamming Thunder, who ran home brilliantly there, as Timmy Newbold called it there. That was a fantastic run by him and for his trainer, Neil Staines. Neil based down in the southern tablelands. And look, I think he's going to have a great night on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, whatever the result.
So he's come up with box five there, Slamming Thunder, at a $16 chance with the tab fixed odds. Over to the second of the semis. This one taken out by Strike a Light for Brett Brabo.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly no surprise in this one, Simon. Strike a Light, one of the series favourites, and geez, he's going absolutely fantastic. Clocked 29.64 last night. We actually saw a different side to her. She only jumped fairly last night. Normally, she's out like a bullet, but gee, she came home absolutely superbly. And again, Simon, she's going to be so tough to beat in the final from box seven.
Racing, Strike a Light began fairly. Endo's Mac moderately away. Lagoon Jazzy won the break. Strike a Light moves up on the outside and assume the lead. Going to third, Royal Turbo, followed by Endo's Mac. Then Dathy Allen, followed by Eisenhower. Astro Zone full of rust. Back at the rear, Strike a Light tearing along in the lead. Led by five to Lagoon Jazzy. Followed up by Royal Turbo, then Endo's Mac. They swing, Strike a Light. She's in a long leader ahead of Lagoon Jazzy, and Strike a Light wins. Beat Lagoon Jazzy, Endo's Mac third, followed in by Astro Zone or Dathy.
Strike a Light there from box three last night, too strong, Stu. And now for the final, as you said, box seven, second favourite at 350.
Yeah, that's right. And she's won 12 of her 19 starts now. But more importantly, Simon, she's won 5 of her 6 visits to Wentworth Park. Again, she absolutely loves coming up here. There's obviously something about the Wentworth Park air that she absolutely loves. She's never started from box seven before, so maybe a little bit of a question mark. Can she get the lead ahead of Uphill Jill? I think that's going to be the big question. But even so, Simon, I think she's got to be my pick for the final. She's just racing absolutely fantastically at the moment.
Okay, so Strike a Light, you're pretty keen on there for next week. Having a look at the third of the semis last night, and this was a wide open affair, Stewie, with the third heat going to Mac Tux.
Yeah, that's right. There's only going to be 3 New South Wales hopes in the Easter Egg final. Bit of a Victorian takeover. But, Mac Tuck looks a good chance from box one. Now, he's normally a brilliant beginner. He didn't quite get it right last night, but, gee, he absolutely flew home as well. And, yeah, he's got box one in the final. I think he's going to be a big danger from there, Simon.
Racing, Mac Tux walked out of the boxes and clock's ticking. Fired out to run to the early lead over Magic Spring. Big Flood making a wide run. They're followed up by Mac Tux on the inside. They're followed by Topper Toretto, Black Hole Sun, and Shimmer Song and Ritzelini at the rear, down the back. And the inside, Mac Tux has gone to the lead over Big Flood, followed up by Topper Toretto. Clock's ticking, went a miss. It's tight on the corner. Mac Tux and Big Flood on the inside, Black Hole Sun, the leader on the inside, Mac Tux, and he's just got in. Mac Tux has won from Big Flood or Black Hole Sun.
Yeah, Mac Tux winning the third semi there over Big Flood and Black Hole Sun. So draw on the inside box, Chewy, and $6 on the fourth line of betting.
Can't really argue with that. I mean, as I said, Mac Tux normally flies out of the boxes, so box one, you've got to think, is a big advantage. A word on the fourth semi there, Simon. Aqua Cheetah picks another Victorian lucky chap in that one. The Thompson Kennel going to have 2 chances in the final. And as I said, in that final, Mac Tux and Uphill Jill both look perfectly drawn in boxes one and two. Strike a Light in box seven. Well, she jumped okay from a wide draw in the Richmond Oaks final a couple of weeks ago, so I don't think it's too big an obstacle for her. And with her great record at Wentworth Park, I think she can do it. But I think the big danger is Big Flood in box four. He's won 4 of his 5 starts from box four. He's had a couple of looks at Wentworth Park now, so he knows the track. And he's from the Thompson Kennel. And you know the Thompson Kennel usually gets it right in these big races. So Strike a Light, my pick from box seven for the Golden Easter Egg. But do keep an eye on Big Flood from box four. For me, he's going to be the big outsider.
So no luck with Wicked Warrior, Stu. Where'd he wind up from his semi?
Yeah, I was hoping you won't mention that, Dan. I think he finished sixth in his semi. Had no luck in that one, but look, I'm sure he'll be back. He's obviously a class performer, and yeah, look, he was my pick, but unfortunately couldn't quite get the job done last night. Hopefully we'll have better luck with Strike a Light in the final on Saturday night.
Well, alongside the final of the Golden Easter Egg, Stewie, we've got the Group 1 Association Cup on, and the fastest qualifier was Bogey Beckham, although the favourite for the race, the final next week, is Trip to Eden.
Yeah, that's right. Trip to Eden, another one from Victorians from the Thompson Kennel. And Trip to Eden winning his heat last night. Bogey Beckham actually breaking the 42-second barrier in his heat. Bogey Beckham, the South Australian. That was a wonderful run. But look, Simon, in the final, I'm going to go with one of the locals, I think. I'm going to go with Ebby Ripper. Now, her run to finish second last night behind Bogey Beckham was terrific. If she could nail a start, she would be brilliant because she absolutely flies home. For me, she's going to get it right one of these days and put it all together. And I reckon it's going to happen in the Association Cup. So I'm going to go with Ebby Ripper, as I said, one of the local favourites to get the win in the Association Cup on Saturday night.
So Ebby Ripper's at 5.50 there for the Association Cup. A couple of other features on the card, the Magic Maiden Final. Now the fixed odds up there as well as the new sensation.
Yeah, that's right. That final, or rather the Association Cup final on Saturday, went with Parker, along with the Easter Egg, the Ultra Sense, and the Magic Maiden as well. So, look, it's going to be an absolutely wonderful night's racing at Wentworth Park. I can't wait for that one already. It's just going to be a missable night's racing down there.
Yeah, just having a quick look at the fixed odds for the new sensation. Patch Adams come up with Box 3 at 2.40. Rowan Hill from Box 1 is at 3.50. While in the Magic Maiden, equal favourites at 3.30. Midnight Francis has drawn Box 4. Wise Owl has drawn Box 6, so that pair both 3.30. And Rusty Memories from the checks there at $5.50. So big Group 1 racing at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. Stewie, what else is happening around the state?
Yeah, we've got loads to look forward to coming up over the next few days. We've got the Twilight meeting down at Canberra later today. Then tomorrow we have Nowra and Bathurst. Tuesday they race at Goulburn, Lismore and the Gardens. Wednesday it's back to Wentworth Park and Richmond. Thursday they race at Maitland, Dubbo and Dapto. No racing in New South Wales on Friday, and then Saturday it's the Gardens full light, and of course the big one at Wentworth Park featuring the Golden Easter Egg. So loads to look forward to as ever. It's going to be an absolutely brilliant week, and of course for your field form and expert picks, don't forget to check out thedogs.com.au.
Thanks very much for your time, Stu. Enjoy your Sunday.
I certainly will. You take care, mate.
Stewie Turner there, now 3 minutes to 11. Surely Kel O'Rourke will find us a couple of good things at Canberra Greyhounds. Michael Maxburdy will preview the Sunshine Coast for us at about 9 past 11. The Goulburn Harness Racing preview with Amanda Rando at about 15 past. And then we'll take a look at Victorian Racing at Terang with Dean Lester. South Australian Racing Port Augusta with Peter Ellis. And Hobart Racing with Peter Staples. That's all coming up in the next 60 minutes.
Sky Sports Radio previews one of Greyhound Racing's most prestigious events this Monday morning. With the Golden Easter Egg finalists locked away, Mark Duclos delivers you the winning mail. Going Greyhound's Easter Egg preview, Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Punter's Postmortem is the perfect way to reflect on the championship.
This could turn into the Taqua Hour, but probably deservedly so after the performance on Saturday.
Monday morning, discuss all things Randwick with the likes of Ron Duffercy, Dean Lester and the TAB Glenn Munsey. Punter's Postmortem, Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. or digital.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with TAB's Bundle Bet. TAB. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
aspivita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. aspivita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. aspivita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's aspivita.com.au.
If you missed the news, First Seal has been retired. She beat Winks a few times as a youngster, but she has run her last race. She finished sixth in the Coolmore Legacy yesterday. And, of course, the winner of the Group 2, Tristark, at Caulfield last spring. But she is off to the breeding barn, so...